अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
Everyone, welcome back. Guess what? The festival season has begun and my favorite festival is around the corner. Do you know which one? Well, most of the festivals we celebrate are for 1 or 2 days. But this one stays for 9 days. Rather, 9 nights. Did you get the hint? Let me tell you a little more about the festival. All 9 days and nights, there is dance, music, sweets, and worship of the most powerful goddess. You must get it now. Yes, it's Navaratri. 9 nights. A festival that has devotion, dandiya, dolls, drums, and dahan on Dashera. Wow, that sounds delightful, doesn't it? This festival is celebrated all over India in different ways. In Tamil Nadu and Karnataka, all 9 days, people have doll displays called Bommai Kolu or Gombe Habba. Colorful dolls made of clay, cloth and other materials are displayed at home on made-up steps decked up with silks. These dolls are mostly depicting stories from Puranas or Indian mythology, epics, history, or these days even any contemporary events and games like cricket, wedding, temple scenes, or sometimes even Lego sets. They look absolutely adorable. Karnataka has its world famous Dashera procession with Devi Chamundi carried on the elephant in a howdah. It was started by the kings of Mysore long ago. In Kolkata, huge pandals with Devi's idols in all its splendor are installed. In Gujarat and Maharashtra, Devi is given the form of a kalash or an auspicious pot and worshipped with dance, music and various chants. It's the most beautiful and also bountiful festival that goes on for 9 days. The 10th day is celebrated as Dashera or Vijayadashami, the day on which the good wins over the evil. This was the day on which Lord Rama killed Ravana. Many states have a magnificent event called Ravan Dahan, or burning Ravan in the form of an effigy or huge doll in large open spaces or grounds to celebrate the victory of Lord Rama over evil Ravana. In some places, they also have Ramlila plays showing Lord Rama's story. Doesn't it sound like the most happening festival? One festival with so many ways to celebrate it. That's how we glorify the victory of good over evil. What is this good over evil we are talking about? Why do we have to celebrate it and glorify it? Well, none of our festivals are without strong stories behind them, and Navaratri is no exception. We have not just one story, but many, many stories that tell us how and why we celebrate these 9 days or 9 nights. When it comes to stories of festivals, it's mostly gods and demons, the devas and the asuras. Like we have heard in our earlier stories, these devas and asuras used to always fight, used to always have battles. Asuras were jealous, angry, greedy, selfish, arrogant, proud, and had many such evil characteristics. And the devas were kind, generous, helpful, selfless, and displayed goodness. Though at times some devas would turn proud, would soon learn their lessons too. But not the Asuras. They hardly learned their lessons. They always wanted to destroy and trouble the Devas, the sages, and all the people in the world. Grab everybody's fortune, their strength, even hurt and harm them. So the only way to save the world from these destructive Asuras was by slaying them. And thus bring peace and harmony to the world. I know what you're thinking. What's the big deal about Asuras? Why couldn't they be slayed or controlled or punished? Didn't we have any superheroes or Avengers back then? Of course, we had our own superheroes and Avengers. Whenever Asuras got extremely dominant and unbeatable by performing severe penance or tapasya, gods had to think of some creative ways to destroy them. Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva came down as superheroes. Lord Vishnu was the most creative of all, you know. Once he turned into a beautiful woman, Mohini, to kill a demon called Bhasmasura. Ravana had a boon that he can be killed only by a human, and hence Lord Vishnu had to come down in the form of a human. Ram, the demon Hiranyakashipu, had a boon that almost made him immortal. But then Lord Vishnu turned up in an unseen, unheard form called Narasimha, half lion and half human, breaking through a huge pillar to kill him. Lord Shiva destroyed 3 Asuras at once, who were on 3 floating cities called Tripura. Lord Shiva made all 3 cities align in one straight line, and keeping Lord Vishnu as his bow, blasted all 3 cities at once. Wow, they really sound like superheroes. It's not just them who came down as superheroes to destroy evil. We had our own goddess Durga, who also came down in different forms and devastated many Asuras who couldn't be killed by any other gods. Sometimes riding a lion and sometimes on a tiger. Sometimes with 18 hands full of deadly weapons. Sometimes with long, fearful tongue dropping down, with skull necklace around her, red eyes, and a roar and laughter that quaked the entire world. So fierce that the very sight of her made the Asuras shudder. Navaratri is all about celebrating these different forms of this wonder goddess. The 9 days of Navaratri celebrates the goddess in the form of Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, and Mahasaraswati. These are different forms of one powerful goddess, Adishakti. Stories of goddesses' victory over the Asuras are read all through the 9 days, praising her various forms. Goddess Mahakali, also called Mahamaya, helped Lord Vishnu slay Madhu and Kaitava, 2 demons who fought for 5,000 years. Then, a brutal buffalo-headed demon called Mahishasura threatened the world with his attacks on people on earth and on the Devas. He took over Indraloka, the abode of Devas, and chased them away. All the Devas sought help of Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. But when the gods heard about Mahishasura, they were furious, and a bright light emerged from their foreheads that turned into a glorious woman. This was the most powerful goddess, Durga. All the Devas gave out their powers along with several weapons and made her a ferocious power, could destroy Mahishasura. She had 18 hands and held all kinds of weapons in them. She hurled her weapons on the demon, stepped on him, and finally slayed him. The Devas called her Mahishasura Mardini and sang her glory. Sometime later, 2 demons called Shumbha and Nishumbha created havoc in the heaven and on earth. Again, the Deva sought Devi Durga's help. This time, it wasn't just the two demons. Their powerful army chiefs, Dhumralochana, Chanda, Munda, Raktabija, what names? Goddess Durga also took several different forms like Kali, Brahmi, Varahi, Vaishnavi and many such goddesses and destroyed the Asuras and their armies. The Devas were very grateful to the goddess and they praised her powerful form and vowed to worship her with all their love. People on earth also loved her forms and they worshipped her with all devotion. Many people observe fast for all 9 days of Navaratri to show their gratitude to the goddess for protecting us from evil and being a savior. That's the glorious story of Devi Durga and the 9 days. How do you like the story? Do let me know what's your favorite festival. We'll come back to you soon with another interesting story. Take care and have fun. Bye-bye.